Take a look under the kitchen sink, or perhaps out in your garage. What do you see? If yours is like most households, you've likely accumulated an array of scrubs, sprays, paints, and solvents, each aimed at helping you tackle a dirty job around the house. But what if having a squeaky clean bathtub can lead to tainted groundwater, or a shiny car in the driveway means fewer fish in the creek? As with so much in our lives, some of these choices are, well, complicated. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. One of life's immutable truths, especially for us adults, is that some part of our days must be spent toiling over household chores. To do so, we all inevitably accumulate a collection of cleansers and chemicals from the array marketed in our consumer economy. And that's fine. But if using and disposing of these chemicals creates new hazards for our local waterways, well, that's not. The complicated part is about the types of chemicals in your household cleansers. Since they aren't intended for human consumption, few such products are subject to federal oversight. Although the landmark Toxic Substances Control Act of 1976 gave the Environmental Protection Agency sweeping powers to regulate potentially harmful chemicals, in many cases, caustic substances like phosphates and nitrates continue to find their way into all manner of products, from fertilizers and detergents to toothpaste and even the foods we eat. But even in controlled amounts, phosphates and nitrates are particularly devastating to delicate ecosystems. These compounds enter our groundwater and then our waterways via stormwater runoff or septic systems. Some chemicals are even dumped directly onto the ground, which sounds avoidable until you consider that that is exactly what a nitrogen-rich fertilizer is supposed to do. Once these potentially dangerous materials find their way into our waterways, they can lead to explosive growth of non-beneficial algae, which in turn depletes oxygen levels in the water and suffocates marine life. Known as algal blooms, these events take place right here in Baltimore's Inner Harbor, at times resulting in actual dead zones, places where no life can thrive. Massive fish kills are often the result of algal blooms and an apt indicator of severely compromised water quality. On a more global scale, we can see a disturbing connection between phosphate and nitrate runoff and the decline of Earth's coral reefs. Phosphates negatively impact corals by damaging their skeletal density, rate of growth, and ability to reproduce. So-called bleaching events are the inevitable outcome, a tragedy that's occurring in real time right now on Australia's Great Barrier Reef. It's high time to do what we can to slow the damage. If phosphates and nitrates aren't the answer, what is? Simply letting the house and yard fall to ruin isn't much of a solution. Yet there are a few simple steps we can all take that can lead to positive change. First, contend with the chemicals that have already made their way into your home. Make sure household chemicals are stored in their original containers so they don't leak or seep. If you must use them, make sure you follow the manufacturer's directions for proper use and cleanup, and never pour chemicals directly into your grass or storm drain. Next, make greener choices at the store. Organizations like the EPA and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services have made clearer labeling of consumer chemicals a priority, so it's increasingly easy to understand what's in a product before you buy it. More progressive household product manufacturers are listening to their customers and providing plant-based detergents and cleaners that eliminate phosphates and nitrates entirely. Finally, learn to be an innovator in your own right. You can create products at home from simple, safe ingredients like vinegar, baking soda, essential oils, and peroxide. All are house cleaning superstars with none of the negative byproducts associated with so many commercial products. To learn more about how the National Aquarium is caring for ocean and human health, visit aqua.org/conserve. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.